Quint Studer is a businessman, a visionary, an entrepreneur, an author, and a citizen dedicated to the Northwest Florida community. Quint's latest book, titled Building a Vibrant Community, How Citizen-Powered Change is Reshaping America, is now available. Quint Studer joins me on today's podcast. Quint, over the last 30 years, you have been playing a role in revitalizing the Pensacola area. What attracted you to the area to begin with for your various projects?
Well, I actually came here for a job. I was working at a hospital in Chicago, and I got a call from a Baptist Healthcare in Pensacola, Florida, to come be the administrator of their hospital. So I came down here like at the time many people do when they move for a job.
One of Florida's top priorities is diversifying Florida's economy through innovation, and in that innovation through economic development. What does economic development mean to you?
I think it actually means it might be a little different than what other people think. I think economic development really creates a quality of life that attracts people to your area. We're living in the first history where the generation of people move for a location and then they look for a job. So I know it might be different than some people think, but it's really about creating that quality of life that attracts people, because the key thing to any economic innovation or development is talent right now. And I think that'll be it for the long term.
As we get a little bit closer to 2030, what type of projects do you have planned to help grow economic development in your area, plus the state at large?
Well, really focusing at the Studer Community Institute is helping small businesses grow. You know, research shows anywhere from 60 to 80 jobs come from small businesses. You know, every business starts small, and then even the giant ones started in the garage or in a basement or in a bedroom or in a college classroom or a little storefront or even a food truck. So we really look at what we're looking at projects is how do you help these small businesses grow? And we run a lot of what I would call roundtable discussions. We do a lot of training, because when people enter and usually start a company, they usually do it because they're technically proficient, not because they know how to run a business. So if we can keep growing small businesses, I think that's really the key. And again, I come back constantly to making sure we have the talent available either to move into this area because they want to live in Florida, or to we develop them.
The FloridaScorecard.org is a tool created by the Florida Chamber Foundation, and it tracks trends, key issues affecting Florida's counties, unemployment, poverty, high school graduation rates, and so forth. Now, you mentioned the Studer Community Institute's dashboard indirectly there. Let's talk a little bit more specifically about it. You took that scorecard and took it a step further, tracking a lot of different local data points. But both sources tell a similar story. Which is Escambia County's metric, which seems to be improving all around, and which is one area you think there needs to be more improvement in the Pensacola area?
Yeah, I think the area we're improving in, which is probably, I would guess, a lot of areas of Florida, is middle income. Our middle income was dragging behind many places, and our number of middle income households have gone up, which helps some other metrics. You know, you move one, it impacts others. So the percentage that people are paying for house payments or rent now is a less percentage of their income, which means more discretionary income, which is good. And the other thing that we've been showing improvement on, which I think if there's one thing that everyone wants in any community, no matter where they live, it's the feeling of being safe. And our crime rate has, we've made progress in the crime rate here, which I think is very vital.
What area would you point to as an area you want to see more improvement?
Well, our issue here is, and I think this is something I'm really excited about, we look at high school graduation rates, and of course we think it's very low. I think Florida's low in general, and I think that hurts us competitively. Now, what we've learned, though, is high school graduation rates are but a symptom of kids not being ready for kindergarten. So we've, with the University of Chicago School of Economics, have created a partnership. We're actually into every child when they're born parent and working on building the brain. 85% of the brain is developed by age 3. So if we don't get to these parents and these children early, we just won't move that kindergarten readiness. If you don't move kindergarten readiness, you don't move high school graduation rate, which ties into the other area that we've got to improve in, is we have too many kids, almost 70% on free or reduced lunch, which ties into, once again, not having enough kids graduating from high school, which means we don't have sometimes the talent to fill jobs in this area.
The dots connect together, don't they?
They sure do.
If I were to ask you in closing what free enterprise means to you, what would your answer be?
Well, I think it's a balance. I think, of course, free enterprise, if you look at the dictionary, says the ability for private enterprise to pretty much conduct their business without the impact of local government or state government or federal government. Yet I think sometimes there has to be a balance. I think certain things like what can go where, certain locations. I think today, in being a private investor, actually what we need from the government is clear guidelines, not changing guidelines. So I think it's pretty much free to do what you would like to do, as long, of course, it's legal and so on, without interference. But you do need certain things like, I'm a big believer in form-based coding and zoning and having the same rules for everybody. So I think consistency is what we need more than anything else from the government.
Quint, thanks for making a little time for me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Preston. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Quint Studer, joining us today on the Florida Chamber series on free enterprise. If you'd like to learn more about Quint and the Studer family of companies, we encourage you to visit the website, Quint Studer, STUDER.com.